Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lori London. Former White House counsel Don McGahn was a no-show today despite a subpoena requiring his appearance before the House Judiciary Committee. McGahn had cooperated with the Mueller investigation and was a key voice in the report on whether the president obstructed justice. But as NPR's Tim Mak reports, President Trump directed McGahn not to testify.
Democratic Chairman Jerry Nadler was highly critical of this decision.
Our subpoenas are not optional. Mr. McGahn has a legal obligation to be here for this scheduled appearance.
Meanwhile, Republicans dismissed the committee's investigation as a charade, an unnecessary addition to the Mueller report.
Here we go again. The theater is open.
That's ranking member Doug Collins.
Because the report failed to provide damning information against the president, the majority claims we need to dig deeper.
Nadler said the panel would receive McGahn's testimony one way or another, even if they had to go to court to enforce their subpoena. Tim Mak, NPR News, Washington.
Federal immigration authorities are flying dozens of immigrants from Texas to San Diego for processing. As KPBS's Andrew Bowen reports, the actions have local officials requesting help.
Customs and Border Protection is planning three flights per week, each with up to 135 migrants. All of them are families taken into custody in the Rio Grande Valley, which officials say is overwhelmed by illegal border crossings. The flights began last week. San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner says his region needs more resources from the federal government to help deal with the new arrivals.
It's incredibly important that the federal government jump in and to provide help and support. And that is a message that I will continue to be advocating in Washington, D.C. this week and next week.
Since last fall, a group of San Diego nonprofits has run a temporary shelter for asylum seekers released from federal custody. It's partly funded by county and state dollars. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Bowen in San Diego.
The Trump administration is dialing back its crackdown on the Chinese tech company Huawei. NPR's Artie Shahani says just last week, the Trump administration blocked Huawei from purchasing U.S. goods, accusing the company of spying and being a security risk.
Yesterday, the administration lightened their touch and said American tech firms could keep engaging in existing business with Huawei until mid-August. That's presumably to give some transition or prep time.
Huawei denies accusations it facilitates Chinese spying, but stocks are on the rise thanks to a rebound in tech stocks as Washington's move to temporarily ease curbs on Huawei is calming investors' worries over a trade war between the two countries. Last check, the Dow up 127 points. This is NPR News. The UK's Brexit Party and its controversial leader Nigel Farage are under financial scrutiny ahead of Thursday's European parliamentary elections. And Paris Frank Langfitt reports from London.
Britain's Channel 4 TV reported that political donor Aaron Banks provided Farage more than $500,000 worth of apartment rent and flights following the upset Brexit victory in 2016. Such donations are not illegal. Farage, who is a member of the European Parliament, said he didn't disclose the funding, it had nothing to do with the Brexit Party, and insists it's a personal matter. Separately, the UK Electoral Commission is looking to review how the Brexit Party receives its funding. This came after ex-UK Prime Minister Gordon Brown accused the party of receiving small untraceable payments, which Farage denied and called a disgusting smear designed to dent his party's big lead in the polls. During a Monday campaign stop, the polarizing Farage was hit with a Five Guys milkshake. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.
A powerful storm system has spawned at least 22 confirmed tornadoes across the southern plains, according to the National Weather Service. One of those confirmed was near the Tulsa International Airport. The storm closed an interstate highway and prompted water rescues across the state. Forecasters say Arkansas, Missouri, and western Illinois could now see severe thunderstorms later today, with damaging winds, large hail, and possibly tornadoes as the storms move to the east. I'm Lori London, NPR News in Washington.